Ketz on page Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yutes, Simon Yutches, Sifkot Yutes, Yutches, Yutches. On top of the page. Also, Lesha Bizzo, Dalamas, Shalom, Espal, Shalom, Eshrei. Bein Milafon, Bein Milachov. You're not going to sit within Dalamas the first time, Shalom, Eshrei, not in front, not in back. These are obviously halachas that are impossible to fulfill. I mean, you go to Shulk, okay, we'll see about this, but I assume this means when a person is davening privately. You know, it's very interesting. I just let me go take a step back. And I was in Ovel recently, 30 days ago, so I was in Boston. Okay, I went there to Boston, and I don't know anyone in Boston. I don't know a soul. And the question was, down to the minyan, what am I going to do there? I was going to be there in Boston right after the kvura for about 2-3 days. So I need to down with a minyan. I mean, I guess I should. It's a kaddish. So what was I going to do? What should I do? So the choices are, well, we can get a minyan in the house, because an oval is not supposed to leave the house. That's the halach. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. An ovel is not allowed to leave his house. Shulchan Aruch. So, I should get a minyan. Okay, so get a minyan. I don't know. It's not right for me to go and schnorr a minyan for people I don't even know, the neighborhood, to come. So, I decided I'm not going to do that. We're not going to go try to be matriarch people to come. The next thing is, should I go to shul or should I daven b'yachidus? So I remember very clearly from my father was a rav here in the community for many years, and even though there's a million people in Flatbush, it's very hard to get a minyan to come to your house when you're not a popular person. Most of the time you have family, you have friends, neighbors, but every so often there are people that are loners. They're very small families. They're not even from the neighborhood. They come in because an elderly parent is not well. They're staying by someone, and then they're here, and they struggle. They really struggle. And you know, okay, so if you have already 5-6 people, all right, so you get another 3-4 people, you're in business. But sometimes it's a real struggle. So people, it was very common what to do in these situations. My father would tell them to go to shul. He told them to go to shul. Now, my father knew. My father is a controversial psak, that if an oval can't daven, cannot get a minyan, should he go to shul to daven with me? Now, I learned that for the first time. There are different opinions. Look in Nitik Avriel, he'll bring down every opinion, you'll go look, and that's you look in a different svarim, what they'll say. There are different opinions. Some parts can say you should, some say no. Daven be yechidus. Stay home, the world won't come to an end. You daven be yechidus. So you won't say Kaddish, Don't worry. If you have another relative that's saying Kaddish, another part of the world, that's good. If you won't say Kaddish, The world will go on. You'll say Kaddish at a later point in time when you get up from Shiva, and when you have an opportunity, or at least once a day. If you can say Kaddish once a day, that's it. You're in business. It's not necessarily as the Hakpada to say Kaddish 30 times a day. You say Kaddish once a day, dying, more than enough. What's the issue? So I discovered what the issue was in speaking to a Rav there in Boston. The issue is there a chiyuv to daven with a minyan? So he told me all the different opinions. Some of the kadmonim holds, yes, there is. A person has an obligation to daven with a minyan. It's not a minug. Davening with a minyan is not necessarily a custom, a good custom. It is a requirement. It is a halacha. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's obvious. It doesn't need to be brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a very strange thing. The law of not leaving an ovel, not leaving his home, is a halacha. An ovel is not allowed to leave his home. If you want to leave your home, you have to have a good reason. You have to at least have something which matches the halacha that you're not allowed to leave your home. So if going to shul, to daven with 10 people is a requirement, it's at least equal to the requirement of not being allowed to leave your home. So therefore, they're pretty much equal. There's a halacha to daven with a minyan. There's a halacha not to leave your home. They're equal. Who wins? So you can say shev al taseh. Okay, that's. But you don't have to say that. That's not muchach in this case. Go to shul. Adrabba, staying home is not a good idea. Many people say, what are you going to stay home? We're going to sit around, do nothing. We know today it's not a good idea. So go to shul. Big deal. What's the big deal? Go to shul. That is one approach. However, it appears, and this could very well be the majority opinion, it's shocking because that's not the way we grow up, and it's obviously nothing which should be encouraged. There is no requirement to daven with a minyan. This is a new thing today. Today, we Baruch Hashem, Adrab, we all very makbid to go to a minyan 3 times a day. But it's not a halacha, it's not a requirement, it's a good hanhaga toiva. It's the right thing to do. But you're not mechuyif. You can daven at home, be a chidus, it's fine. If you go to a minyan, 10 people, wow, and you have a whole seder of davening, wonderful. Therefore, since it's not a halacha, you're not allowed to leave the home to go daven with a minyan when you, a person is in the state of avelus. Because the prohibition to leave your home as an aval is a halacha. And going to a minyan is a hanhoga toiva. A hanhoga toiva does not override the halacha of an other leaving his home. Okay, so this is what it depends on. What is the geder of davening with me? Now, it appears from the Gemara, all of these halachas, especially this halacha, it appears from the time of the Gemara, you don't really find in the Gemara they were so big into minyanim. You daven. It's a guy davening, you know, every day you daven at home. Person daven shachris, they daven bein hamudim, they daven. You don't get the impression that in time of the Gemara, people were running every day like we run 3 times a day to shul to daven with the minyan. People daven at home, daven privately. When you go to someone's home and they're davening privately, don't disturb him. Don't walk in front of him and don't stand behind him. It makes sense. You have a home, Dalet Amos, 6 feet. This is his rishus. Don't disturb. It makes a lot of sense. When you go to a shul, any shul, even big shuls, everyone, the pews, the chairs, everything is arranged. It's impossible not to be within someone's Dalet Amos, lefanov ulacharov. So you definitely do get the impression from these halachas, which are taken out of the Gemara, that it was very common in ancient times not to go to shul. Going to shul was like you know, icing on the cake. What? Right, there were special days. Occasionally, Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos, occasionally you went to shul, you had an opportunity, you went to shul. But it was much more common to daven at home by yechidus, and among your family, among your friends, and you commonly see you. And then these halachas, they stand out in your face, like, and it's critical, yeah.
I think that goes back to historically, because it was an agrarian society.
Yeah, okay.
Farmers, this place.
There were different periods of time in history. There were definitely different periods of time. Look, we know from the Korban, we're learning in Tisha B'Av. So the time of the Korban, Yerushalayim, the Bayis Sheni, Josephus records 1,100,000 people were killed together with the Korban Beis Hamikdash on Tesh B'Av. At that period of time, the siege, that during those 3 weeks, now, that's a lot of people for Yerushalayim. How many people? I don't know what's the population of Yerushalayim today.
The old city.
About 80,000. So, I mean, they had to be squashed.
Much smaller. Right down there, and it's still small today.
So we don't know. We don't know exactly how it was. But if there were 1,100,000 people in what appears to be a pretty small area, obviously they didn't have a lot of space. People didn't have a lot of space for themselves. And so what are you telling over here? Also, Leishay Besoch Dal Amos Shalom Espal Tfila Shmona Esrei. What are you talking about? You're not going to be able to. It's even worse than it is here. You can't fit people in. So obviously, these are ideals in situations where you're out in the countryside, you're all alone, and you're able to implement these halachas. Otherwise, we do what we can, as we're going to see now.
Doesn't allow minyan in the house.
Doesn't
makes you come to shul.
About Yudin?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not mistaken. That's what I thought he told me.
In general? Even when the oval has to come to shul.
Anybody to have a minion in the house? I don't know if that's
during the veilus or
even the veilus.
I don't know. I have to ask him. I said I'm not going to. I'll ask him today.
I know that there are people.
Curious student says it's very interesting.
He wants them to come to shul
in the house
because you're alive of people kaddish.
Not during the veilus. Just in general, they don't want people to daven in the house. They want people to daven in the
shul. No, because Shabbos and Yom
Kippur. They want to put together
maybe the
Torah. Yeah, the Rabbanim don't like it. It destroys the shul.
Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
What?
Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Only a mother in Tashemar says Mikra Kodesh. The Rabbanim of Mikra Kodesh by davening. Mikra Kodesh means you gather in your place, a Knesset.
A holy place. Not a gathering in the
house. Yeah. What about, it's either or. What's more important about it?
Yes, certainly. Certainly. Avada, certainly. Chris Atara. I don't know. I think it's all part of the question. Is it an obligation?
That's why
I don't know. I don't know what degree of obligation. It's all part of the question of Monday, Thursday, of Kriya Sator. Are you here to hear Kriya Sator? Is it an obligation or is it a very good anhaga, very strong anhaga? To what level? I don't know where you draw the line.
People go just because of the
Kriya Satara. That's more important. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, let's just run through the halachas. Also, leisha, but that's something we need to keep in mind. These ideas when it comes to these halachas, which are almost impossible to fulfill when you go to a regular Beis HaKnesses. Also, leisha besoch dalet amos shel hamispalot tefilas shmoneh. You're not allowed to sit within four amos. Four amos is 6 feet. So you count 6 feet before the person you daven shel hamispalot tefilas shmoneh esrei. Bein milafonav, bein lachav, in front, back, bein min hatzdadim. Okay, 6 feet in front, 6 feet in back, and 6 feet in both sides. Okay, not allowed.
In other words, you can't face, your face can't be in the wall.
No, the wall is okay, because
there's no space.
But let's say you have a person davening right here, right? Person davening Shmona Esrei, right here. And you finish your Shmona Esrei. I mean, I assume that if you also davening Shmona Esrei, it's okay. That's another assumption I'm making. Let's say we're davening Shmona Esrei together. And we're standing right next to each other. Okay, so what do you want from me? I'm also down. You're down. We're both davening Shmona Esrei. Now we finish. I finish first. And I want to sit down. I know this guy is davening the long Shmona Esrei until the shot starts. I want to sit down. No, once I finish, I'm no longer davening Shmona Esrei. I'm not allowed to sit down within 6 feet, 36 square feet.
Standing.
Even more, what?
He's standing.
And he's standing, because he's still davening the Shmoneh Esrei. That's what it says. Not so simple. We'll see some conditions. If the person who is sitting is also being oisek in prayer, I'm not doing nothing. I'm also saying korbanos, I'm saying tehillim, whatever I'm saying, then it's mutter. V'yesh mekilim dafilu in oisek binyan itfilo ela shaloyme toira befiv. Okay, you have to actually, people you learn, if you read the paper on the table, that's not enough. You have to actually articulate the words. That's called enough. Ein tzarich lehisrachik. V'hayore devar Hashem. Okay, what should you do? Lo yeshev levnei mespal tefilas shmoneh esrei kim lo einav. Don't, if someone is davening here, you're not allowed to sit down even over there, in the front of the shul. Kim lo einav, the full view. Afilu oimer kriya shma, I'm also davening, I'm doing the next best thing, I'm saying kriya shma. So what's the big deal? He's saying shmoneh esrei here. I'm in the front, I'm saying kriya shma. Since I'm within view, it's forbidden. But if you're on the side, the right or the left, and you're saying kriya shma, and you're more than dal ramaswe, then it is okay. V'lamoid mutter. But to stand, okay, this is very interesting. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but you're allowed to stand. Standing to the side, front, even the front, it appears, is mutter. Let's go further. You test.
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm saying to open my mouth. I shouldn't have. It's not Rabbi Yudin, but it's by Rabbi Tites.
Right, Tites. Elizabeth.
That's his reason is that he didn't want to save the Torah in the house.
He didn't want
people to take the Torah in the house.
Takes it into the house. Uh-huh. So Monday and Thursday, but the whole.
I was thinking, you know, like I wanted to make sure I had a minyan because I said I didn't want it. Misaskim with the Lipper Sefer Torah. I said, don't come right away because I didn't need it till Thursday. I said, I don't want to chas v'shalom take it, then I don't use it. But you know, I felt it's a mizayon.
Right. So interesting.
I took it, and we had Baruch Hashem, was no problem. But I just.
It's tremendous. So he does not allow. So the all avelim.
Torah going to a house, so he doesn't want the minyanim in the home. It was a Rabbi Yud that was
even the Toch Shiva.
Yeah, but that's the point. It was Toch Shiva.
Amazing. That's an amazing chiddush.
There was a lot of people who held. You know, they didn't used to have all these Sefer Torah that were Rabbi Yuchad to move.
Yeah.
And then I know Rabbi Yuchad maybe years ago when they didn't have it.
Three times
in the house. I had to get like a lot of people in the house who wanted to be laying
Mincha
twice.
Right.
On the porch while we came in and laid the second time.
Right.
Three times.
But no, today they don't do this. Today they're not makpid on this.
My Rosh was very
makpid. But
I
was in sitting shiv in Lakewood, so they brought a Sefer Torah. My father was very makpid on this. He was very makpid. He said, "We used to go drive us crazy to go in and make minyan Shabbos mincha." Was his davar pashut. And yeah, it's funny, but my brother told me in Lakewood. They're not makpid on this. They're just not makpid.
He railed about, let's say, some Torah people take the same Torah, they make bayis sheni, they go into another room. He said,
"No way.
You're not allowed.
No way. Interesting.
Just to move it to another room.
Was that a Marsha? Yeah,
you wouldn't let.
Okay, you test. Im ze yeshev hu adam cholosh ein limchos lo. The one that's sitting is weak. It's okay. Next, Chof. Im ze yeshev yoshev kodem yachakach bo ze v'omad l'spal mitzidoy o imilofonav. Who came first? And this is always very common. I came first. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting. And now this guy comes and he stands Shimon Esrei right behind me. Excuse me. You have no right to go and force me to get up at this point. I'm Zay Yoshev Kodim Yachakach Bozav Yamel Spal Mitzidoy Oimilofonov Shenimsa Zeh Hayoshev Lachorov. Shenimsa Zeh Hayoshev Lachorov Einoy Tzarech Lano. Here he says, I have to be very careful what I say because he differentiates between different cases. If I'm sitting and then someone davens in front of me, then you can be lenient. I'm sitting. Someone comes in front of me and stands Shimon Esrei. So the end result is, I am sitting behind the person that is davening. So that in that case, one more time, Zeh Yeshev Yoshev Koidim V'Achar Kach Bo Zeh V'Omad L'Spalu Mitzidoy Oy Milifonov Shenimsa. What is the result? Zeh HaYoshev, the one that's sitting is Le'acharov, Einoy Tzarich Lanot, Kevon Shezeh Ba Bigvulo, that person entered illegally into my boundary. Avol, but here is a very big chumra. Avol, Omar Le'Hispalel Le'acharov, let's say I'm sitting peacefully, I'm not bothering anyone, and now someone comes and stands Shimon Esrei behind me. Avol, Omar Le'Hispalel Le'acharov Shenimsa HaYoshev Lefonov, and now the result is the one that's sitting in front of a person who's davening Shimon Esrei, even though it's not my fault. I did nothing wrong. This other person was not nice and starts davening Shimon Esrei behind me, so it looks like he's davening to me. I'm sitting in front of him. So look what it is. This is incredible what it says. Yesh li zoher v'lamoit. You should be careful. You should get up. It's not fair, right? It's an incredible halacha. I am the victim. I am the victim. I have a right to demand my rights. Right? That's America. That's the way it goes in America. The victim is the victim. You have no right. You're the perpetrator. Yet, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is telling us, doesn't matter. You're a victim, and you're suffering unnecessarily. Take it. Just deal with it. Get up and walk away. Let the other person daven Shmon Esrei. It's a very powerful Musar Hask. What?
Can you walk away?
You should walk away, it says.
Surely, yeah.
What?
Get up.
No, you can get up. What do you mean? Right now, what? Right now, you're sitting and he's starting the Shimon Esrei. So get up and walk away.
But where do you walk?
To the side.
No, I daven in the shtibl. We start at 8 o'clock. I'm the third or the fourth person in. Sometimes we don't get a minyan until 8:15. People come all sorts of times. If you would walk away for everybody who's davening.
Okay, I know. That was my hakdama. That was my hakdama to these halachas. That was my hakdama. The hakdama is these halachas obviously cannot be fulfilled in a regular Beis HaKnesses. These are an ideal halacha, which you have to understand if you're dealing with davening at home, which was probably very common in ancient times, then these were halachas we were much more sensitive to. But the concepts and the musr, there's incredible musr and concepts to take out of these halachas, which can be employed in life. The Chols that give the Spalba, they say all of this is true. Look, he says it almost explicitly. Okay, he says over here, all this is true when you daven bebeisoy in your home. Even if you sat there, so he says here, no, the other way around, he's machmir. He's even more machmir. Afilu yoshafu koidem, even if you sat down. Tzorich la'amoid. Okay, the Shulam Samach will be making in a moment, but he says in the Beis HaKnesses there you have to be more makbid not to stand, because there the other person, he basically, the other person has a right. It's one thing when you're in a private home. Think about it, you're in a private home, and I am sitting. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm reading a newspaper, and then my neighbor, someone that shares the home with me, comes and he dives in Shmona Esrei right in front of me, facing me.
He's forcing you to move.
So that's not fair. I came here first, so it's not fair. I don't have to get up and move. No, you do. Even though it's not fair, since he's diving towards you. You were sitting in front of him. It says that you should get up and you should walk away. But if I'm sitting here and he davened Shmona Esrei in front of me facing forwards, right? I'm sitting on the couch. So now comes and davened Shmona Esrei right in front of me, but he's not facing me, he's facing forwards. So since I should not be here, I should not be within Dalet Amos, even behind him. But since in this instance I came first and he came second, so he entered my gvul, I don't have to get up and walk away. I can stay where I am. That's only true when I'm in a private house. But if I'm in a shul, he has a right to get up and daven Shmona Esrei wherever he wants, because that's what a shul is for. A shul is, I gotta get up, even if I'm behind him. Even if I'm behind him.
You have to get up?
Me'ikar hadin. Because a shul is a place where everyone has a right to daven. And the ikur davening is Shmona Esrei. So if I'm sitting down, and then someone gets up to daven Shmona Esrei in front of me, and he's facing forward, he's not facing me, he has a right to do that. And now the result is, I am sitting within his Dalet Amos from behind. I have an obligation to get up and get away. Because he had the right to do what he did, being that we are in a location where everyone has a right to daven. Now, don't worry about it. We're going to get what?
Shmona Esrei just before him.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Right now, if you finish the Shmona Esrei and you're sitting down, if you're sitting down at this moment in time, it's a problem. Kevan shamokom yuchel luchli lucholechot. Okay, let us read the finish of this, and then we'll see all the leniencies. Of course, that we don't do this in the basic necessary, because otherwise we would go out of our minds. Chaf Aleph. If a person is davening Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to walk in front of his Dalet Amos. If he's davening Shmona Esrei, forget about sitting. You're not allowed to pass in front of Dalet Amos. If the person is davening behind you, if you're davening Shmona Esrei, you finish first, and the person behind you is still davening Shmona Esrei, you want to take your 3 steps back. If you take your 3 steps back, you're entering into his domain. You're not allowed to take your 3 steps back. So what do you do? And you're not allowed to pass from the sides, and we call shechein, but to go to the side, or if you're taking your steps back behind him, whatever that situation is, that is mutter. Chabez, shikur, a person who is intoxicated. If the degree of intoxication is where you cannot pass the test front of a police officer, and they will arrest you for a drunk. Whatever. You can't. It's not derech. What the exact derech is, it's not clear. Also, lo lehispalel, you're not allowed to daven. I remember when I took a course recently in drivers in defensive driving. So it was a firm guy giving the course, and he said, "Are you allowed to make havdalah?" When he talked about the laws, the severity of driving while intoxicated, are you allowed to make havdalah on wine and go into the car? So he basically said yes, because the average kais is not more than 4 or 5 ounces, and he went through the whole calculation, and he says you're not going to fail the test. Technically, it was such a good idea. If you're very sensitive to wine, you don't want chamir sakanta yesa meisura. But according to New York State law, will you lose your license and go to jail for going into a car, getting caught by a policeman, driving a car after you make havdalah on a average side kos of yayin? The answer is no. You will not go to jail, lose your license. Is it a good idea? Well, that depends on if you can handle your liquor, yes or no. But if a person is to the degree of intoxication where you cannot stand in an honored way before an adam gadol, osur loy lehispalel, the mother of hispalel, tefilasoi toy eva. This halach is always quoted on Purim. Scary business, because on Purim you have to daven mincha and you have to daven ma'ariv after Purim is over. And if you drink too much and you're not allowed, and you're not in this frame of mind where you can be in lefnei adam gadol, it's scary stuff. It says tefilasai toyeva. You have to be very good tzarch lachzar ule hispalel kishiyisor. What?
You do
Birchas Kohanim.
Yeah.
So no, even the Revius, there is even more Chomer. Kohanim is more Chomer. Kohanim, even the Revius of Yayin is a Shaila of making Birchas Kohanim.
That's
why I have to do Birchas Kohanim Shachris. Kedin Shoigeg V'oine and you have to, man, if a person is intoxicated, he cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei, so then what you do is you have to daven a double Shemoneh Esrei the next tefillah after the intoxication subsides. Let's look at the Shiurim Sim Halach on the bottom, Yud. Sorech La'amod Kach, Kos Vagan Avram. This is what the Vagan Avram writes. That, you know, you have to stand. If you're in the Beis HaKnesses, everyone has a right to daven Shemoneh Esrei in the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, if you are sitting and someone gets up to daven Shemoneh Esrei in front of you and is facing forward, that person is within his rights. Therefore, you are not allowed to be within the Dalamas even from his behind him, and therefore you have to stand up. Who says this? This is what the Magen Avraham says. However, let's say it's not fair. I have a pew. I bought a seat. It's my makom kavua. Very good. It's a Beis HaKnesses. Everyone has a right to daven. But this is my makom. This is my pew. This is my chair. My seat. I paid a fortune of money for this seat. So I can do here whatever I want. I have to stand up because the guy in front of me is davening Shemoneh Esrei. I paid for this seat. It's my makom. It doesn't matter. That's how far it goes. Here we go to the coolest. Okay, that's the chumras. Okay, the chumras, you're probably looking at me. Chumras, who ever heard of these chumras? So, Avol, Bepiske Shuva, May, Maha, I don't know who this is, Mivilna, I'm not sure who this person is, Sham Hevi, Meharbe Achroinim, Bebeisak Medrish, Sham Yuchel, the Torah, Oy, Bebeisak Nesses, Mimukoimoy, Shemushkar, Loy, Aflachat, Mushkar loy, that a place in the Beis HaKnesses that you rent space. In other words, that you have a seat. Af lichat chila motiv leishay velasek b'atar v'afilu b'yeshev b'avil b'yeshev batal ein tzarich lakum ayin sham. He disagrees. He basically says that in the Beis Medrash, he doesn't tell us the reason. Even yeshev batal, even doing nothing. Yeshev Batal, you're not doing long, a Beis Medrash, you can be more lenient. A Beis Medrash does not have, we know that there are many halachas about a Beis Medrash is much more lenient than Kedusha than a Beis Medrash. And a Shtibel is even more lenient. Shtibel is Yiddish for a room. That's why it's called Shtibel, because basically you want to have the rights to do there whatever you want, to show movies. That's in all of our Batei even the Batei Kinyosios today are all built al Tanai, like they make weddings and all the very fancy shuls. I'm sure you've all been to weddings and shuls, the very nice shuls. That's mamish awesome in a Torah to do that. So how in the world are they doing it? So they fudge it. So today the best thing is they build a shul. It's built al Tanai. It should not have the sanctity of the shul today. That's what's self understood because we're not able to be nizer in the kedusha that the Beis Hakneses demands. Yeah.
I heard that in England, all wedding ceremonies takes place in the shul
because they're built on condition. It's not so simple. It's not. It's not a simple matter. I'm sure the Rabbanim are not happy with that because it's not. It's definitely not an ideal thing to do. But the solution is, if the shul was built on with a limited sanctity, then it's mutter. A Beis Medrash automatically has a
limited sanctity.
You make the toivei ho'ir, the board, the people in charge of the bank account, when they make a contract with, they sign the contract with the builder, they say, they make a declaration, we're building this shul on the condition that it should not have the full sanctity as a halachic Beis HaKnesses. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We don't want it. We don't want it to get the sanctity of a Beis HaKnesses. We want it to be a nice room with some religious furnishings.
Upstairs.
You can do it.
That's a big problem. You said about living upstairs.
Living upstairs, so it's done. Just don't live where the Sefer Torah is.
Right.
That's done. Ma'aseh mechol yom. Everywhere, Chassidish Shtivu has a
have the kitchen. Have the kitchen. The
kitchen's not so good. A closet. Even the kitchen is not so good. You don't want to frequent where the Sefer Torah is. It's taboo. It's not a good thing to have a Sefer Torah in the house.
Somebody I got one recently where I couldn't believe that we had the it was somebody's basement on a Friday night, and then you heard the toilet flush, and he said, "Oh, my wife just went to the bathroom." I said, terrible.
Where in the night davening, the rabbi in Simchas Torah, he brings down extra Sifrei Torah from his apartment.
His apartment, he has an Aron Kodesh in his apartment.
I don't know what he has.
Closet
he
somewhere.
Has extra Sifrei Torah.
All right, yeah, somewhere
and
stashed away.
Rebbetzin has an exercise machine.
Okay.
What about the children?
It's a problem. A lot of like these small shuls, the bathroom is in the place where you can hear the davening in the bathroom.
Yes.
Big
yes.
problem.
Yes.
It's a very big problem.
It's off to the side.
Off to the side. So you go into the bathroom, you can
yes,
hear anything that's going on. Okay, let's go further. So basically, he quotes this. It's important to keep in mind that we're very makel. We're very makel in the place if you buy a seat. If you buy a seat, that basically means you have a right. If it's a Beis Medrash, it does not have the sanctity of a Beis HaKnesses. Obviously, we're very makel because otherwise we wouldn't survive 2 minutes in these halachas. Next, shikar, b'shasi so the havi kilo ivi avodah zara. The Gemara says the person davens shmon esher when he's in intoxicants like he does avodah zara shem ga'ayel zopei v'shal rashba shemefursam she'aschirus mebal balas adas ad shemevi lidei kefira be'emes. He really says, Rashba says, that if a person is drunk, it can get confused and you can become an apikoyres. When you're davening Shmona Esrei, your mind is a little bit too active. When you're reading the words of Shmona Esrei, and you read the words, and you say, "Really? Is this true?" And you could chas v'shalom come to thoughts of kefir. I saw this. I saw Simchas Torah. I saw this Simchas Torah. I'm not going to tell you what he said, but the son was davening Simchas Torah. He finished the whole Musaf. The whole thing was a big joke from beginning to end. Can't even begin to imagine. And then he got up to the end of davening, where it says in the davening in the Keteres, "This Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'Olam," and then he uttered a very loud profanity, like "Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'Olam." Look what's going on out there. Look at all the fighting that's going on among the Rosh Yeshiva and the Hasidic Rebbes and all. And he started saying things in front of the, he was drunk. The Shatz was totally drunk. And he started saying, "Yeah, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam." I'm not going to tell you what he said. So this is almost what the Rashba says. The person dies when instead of intoxication, he comes, Lidei Kefira. And even worse. What?
Mind expansion.
What?
It's mind expansion.
Mind expansion, okay. Uve
Hoy.
Uve hoidos b'sheker and he can admit his sheker, the yire demyonis kozavos, and he will see false visions of falsehood. The zuhi avol gezer beemes, umishana betfila vahu shiko shema mitachdul b'daito yavol demyonis kozavos, will come to false beliefs, and therefore that's another reason why. Forget that's the Rashi's explanation of why it is a toeva. It is an abomination which is mamish avodah zara. The ayin mehilcha is ketana, the halacha is ketana. Sheila, sheisa muchlet shemashke biatzma shiuchel espal davos hamelch mahu. Of a person, sheisa muchlet, person that drinks a lot, but he says that he's able to control himself. Teshuva ad sheyidu olav chaver. A person is drunk. Okay, it's Purim. A person had too much to drink, and he's a little bit loose, and he says, "I'm okay. If I now had a meeting with the President of the United States, or someone that's very chashuv, I would be able to control myself. So it's okay. I had 5 cups of wine. I can't do birchas kehanim. But I'm in the frame of mind I can control myself. Is he allowed to daven?" So the answer is, if your friends, you are nogea ba'atzmai, you cannot take it upon yourself to daven. But if your chaverim will testify, yes, he's okay, then you can daven. Sure. So I'm putting the solution is,
you drunk also.
Then it's a big problem. But if they're not drunk, then you can just, okay, so we finish Simon Yud Ches, we'll do tomorrow Yud Ches. We'll take a break, then I'll tell you a short vart for Tess the off.